from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, this week might be a good lesson that it doesn't have to be 50-point performances every single week or breaking franchise record. This was one of those NFC North knucklebusters, a very good win over the Minnesota Vikings, a team that wanted a division win.
Well, it's about winning. I mean, you have to, you know, every win counts as one, and regardless, you know, how it goes down. So, and that's something that really I think our football team does a great job of staying focused on. They know every opportunity is going to be different. It's never the same week to week, year to year. It'd be foolish to think that it would go, it goes that way. So, planning on a new environment, new stadium, all those components and so forth. It was a great atmosphere, a lot of Packer fans over there in Minneapolis yesterday. But it was excellent. It was an excellent win for us, our fourth division win.
Mike, the way it ended had to be good for the collective heart of your football team. I mean, Teddy Lacy for 3, 4, 5, 5, 10, and kneel down twice and it's over. Final 3:23, that had to be great for your football team.
You know, it's amazing all the years doing this show with Larry, your questions always go over 25 seconds when the O-line plays well. So, I mean, it's just,
you
know, it's
you got a problem with that?
No, that's good. That was your longest question of the year by far. But that's exactly how you want to, you know, want to do it. And you know, our linemen take a lot of pride. Both our offensive linemen and defensive linemen, they're the big dogs of our football team. So for them to put their finish on that game was exactly what you're looking for.
Speaking of which, we found out later that Eddie Lacy wasn't feeling well, so an incredible performance in and amongst that. But the shovel pass touchdown, I mean, Lindsley had a block, Sitton had a block, Richard Rodgers, our guest this week, he had a block, and then Eddie just had that will to get in the end zone. Is that a great play when you're looking at it from the sideline, just the way it all went?
It's an excellent play. I mean, there's mechanics involved in how it comes off, and you know, the execution was excellent. So, Aaron did a great job selling it, making it look like a pass, and you know, just the timing and the execution was exactly what you're looking for.
Mike, I know you're not going to like this question, but the victory over the Vikings, your 90th win as a Green Bay Packers head coach, you just passed the immortal Vince Lombardi on the list. And all I'm going to ask you is that it's a kind of a sobering thought when you pass a guy like that on the list.
You know, it's really sobering every day you walk into Lambeau Field. I mean, this is just such a special place, and I know probably the people outside the building, you know, can really appreciate that. But it's the same working here. So, you know, I've always looked at those types of things as it's really a reflection of your program, and I'm very blessed to have this job.
87-yard drive, Mike, 11 plays, 6 minutes and 18 seconds. Is that big boy football? Is that what you like to see out of your team, just that physical will to get it down the field, even though explosive plays were hard to come by against the Lakers?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think you can't get caught up in trying to win a certain way. You have to find different ways to win football games each and every week and have the ability to hit big plays, have the ability to go long drives. You have to have all that because, you know, like I said, every game's different. You know, our next opponent, this will be a totally different football game. So the ability to stay balanced and also be multidimensional is very important.
Mike, as opposed to the Eagles, who chose to use more pressure, the Vikings, in a general sense, played more coverage against you. Is that what you were expecting going in, or is it just, let's see what happens, fellas?
Well, I think if you look at the pattern of the last 4 weeks, you would anticipate it. There was definitely some of it in the first game. Actually, the Vikings went to a lot more three shell coverage and five-man pressure leading up into our game. So, I mean, we did practice for it. We did expect it. And it really got into a down-and-distance call as far as what they were calling.
Mike, you're one of the least penalized teams in the league, and it hasn't been much of a problem at all this year, but there were some inopportune penalties. Is that a concern this week?
I mean, it's something you learn from. I think it's important to be accountable to winning, and being accountable to winning is make sure you continue to correct and learn the lessons that every contest gives you. So, and that's no different with the Vikings. I mean, we had the number 17th ranked officiating crew in the league, which means they call the least amount of penalties than anybody in the league. And I think the way the game started, it looked like it was going to continue that way. But we won't get into specifics of that. But you know, but then you know, we had some tough calls, and they were definitely at the wrong opportunity, you know, at the wrong time, and you know, we just have to do a better job. And it's always about hands. You know, it's hand control is really a big emphasis this year.
While we're in the neighborhood, Mike, a couple of your wide receivers got called for infractions while blocking downfield. Mm-hmm. Now, I know as a head coach you cannot condone that. However, I give the group a bunch of credit for caring enough about blocking that they'd actually try so hard they'd end up doing something illegal. I think that's okay.
You know, Jordy's penalty was definitely tough. I mean, you can see it at hand. He grabs the cloth but replaces, and I think the official just saw that particular moment. But, I mean, it's textbook. I mean, he's got him square. And really, the defensive back's not even fighting the block, too. So, I mean, Jordy's just running him down the field. So that was a tough one. You know, the Devontae, you know, he did hit him in the back, and, you know, we'll learn from that.
Also, Mike, Andrew Corliss, yards after the catch, he had the biggest explosive play, 34 yards. What did you see out of him that he was breaking a lot of tackles?
No, Andrew Corliss played his best game this year, clearly. I mean, his grades were excellent. He's definitely one of our highest graded players on offense against the Vikings. So he did very well in the run blocking, both, you know, in the backfield and at the line of scrimmage, pass receiving, and like you've already said, yards after the catch. And I thought he did a nice job of protection. We did a lot of protection adjustments at the line of scrimmage, and he's part of that.
Next up, our special guest, Richard Rodgers. You are watching The Mike McCarthy Show.